Dvar Halacha in Chagas Halvavus, Sunday night, or Le Gimel Nisan, Tavshinayin Hay. So we read in the Torah yesterday, very ably, I might add, by the Bar Mitzvah boy, Achodesh Azalochem, where is he? Is he here? No. Tell him he got a shout out. We read Achodesh Azalochem Rosh Chodoshim. Rishon Hu Lochem L'Chodesh Hashanah. So according to the Ramban, there's actually a mitzvah, just like we talk about, right, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are non-Jewish names. So is the names of the months, certainly January, February, March, are probably named after Roman idols or gods or Greek, Roman, whatever. And even Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev are not of Jewish origin. In the proper Jewish way to do things is it's Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos. Similarly, the Ramban says it's Chodesh Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, which is the way they're called in most of Nach, with the exception of Megillas Esther, and we're learning now in Haggai, and in Daniel, and in Ezra, some names of months. So the Ramban explains that that's part of what the Torah is saying by Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodesh Hashanah, that you should count Nisan as the first, second, third, etc. And just like Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos is always a Zikaron of Shabbos and a Zikaron of Ma'aseh Bereishis, so this would always be a Zikaron of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because you're counting the months from the month of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi. Kumo Shati HaZechira B'Yom HaShabbos, Kein HaZechira B'Yetzias Mitzrayim would be that way. He says the year starts in Tishrei. That's how we are Noheg, that's how we, I don't know, Paskin, but that's how we keep the calendar, that the beginning of the year is Tishrei. But in terms of the months, we have this, we live with this dichotomy, you know, that the year starts in Tishrei, but the month count starts in Nisan. And he says, and the names that are Persian in origin, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevi, Shvat, Adar, etc., are really a zikaron of that geula as well. And that's what they decided to do, that it's okay, that they have a zikaron for the geula of, from Bavel and the return to Eretz Israel. So they called themselves, he calls it a Persian origin, but then he says that that's what they called themselves in Bavel. Maybe there was Persian influence already once Persia took over the Malchus Bavel, and he says V'od Hayom, in the days of the Ramban, Hagoyim, the non-Jews, Be'arzos Poros Umodai, that's, you know, Iran, Kachem Korim Osom Nisan V'Tishrei. They were calling it those names, I mean, the Goyim were calling it those names, so it's really Goyish names. So now some take this very, very seriously and say that you're not allowed to call the Goyish months, you know, we write, we call it first, second, third, and that's wrong. Others hold it's worse to call it January, February, March, because those are like Shem Avodah Zarah, and you certainly want to avoid that. And therefore you should use the Hebrew dates. Certainly in Eretz Yisrael, you know, you can write a check, you could date things with the Hebrew dates. They allow it, so that shouldn't be a problem. But if you can't, like, so there's a shaila, like, which is the lesser of the two evils, so to speak. Perhaps violating the 1-2-3 count and calling different months 1-2-3, or saying Shema Bodhazar. So there's a term for each one. The heter for the count is that because it's not Chodshei Halavona, right, it's just the device to divide up 365 by 12, and they call that a month, but it doesn't reflect any astronomical phenomena. It certainly doesn't reflect a chodesh in the true meaning of the word. So it's not really a month. It's just a device of a certain tekuf of zman, sometimes 30 days, sometimes 31 days, sometimes 28, sometimes 29. And it's not a month. It's not really a month. That's the heter for that, if you say 1, 2, 3, because you're not counting it as a month, because it's not a month. Okay? And the other way is, the heter for the name is that it's a shame, shenishtakeyakor, nobody thinks of, just like Sunday, Monday is also Sunday and Moon Day, and it's also connected to Avodah Zarah that they worshipped. So January, February, whatever it stood for, whichever Avodah Zarah it was, it's already not associated with that Avodah Zarah, so that would be the heter there. Okay. Now we go on to Chavis Halvavis, and we're up to Perek Dalet in Shar HaBechina. There's so much chokhmah in the world, so much wisdom in the world, and you see Hashem, and you see His chokhmah, and you see His chesed, and you see His power, and you see His kol yachol, and you see how it's brilliant, and everything fits, and everything works. So, like, where do you start? How do you get a handle on it? So the Chavis Halvavis breaks down the study of the Bria into seven disciplines. Nomar kipinos achochma mukuyomus babruim lerov minehem the ishehem sheva. The seven, that he makes it seven categories of wisdom of chochma. That could still hold true. It pretty much runs the gamut of everything in the world. So now the first one he says, achas mehena siman achochma. He goes through the list. Number one, so he talks about shorashi ha'olam v'yisodosov. The foundations of the world and the elements. So, it's very quaint what he's going to say now. We would call it Pashut chemistry and physics. That would be what we would, those foundations of the world that he speaks of, we know as chemistry and physics, and the laws of chemistry and the laws of physics, and the elements, and maybe you memorized it when you were in high school, maybe you didn't. Maybe you have the crypt sheet still in your pocket from, you know, the names of the elements. Where's it holding by? When I went to school, it was 100. Am I dating myself?
Yes.
Is it up to 150 already by now? What's it up to?
No, 120.
120? Not so bad. Anyway, did they get kryptonite in there yet? No? Anyway, so what he says is very quaint. But we'll learn what he says. No, doesn't matter. That was the science of his day. But the bigger is physics and chemistry. That's what it would boil down to. He talks about the world, that you have the world, v'amayim smuchim l'olamalim, and then there's water, and then there's atmosphere, then there's esh. He talks about the four yisodos, esh, avir, ruach, and mayim. And that's how everything is made up of that. V'lo yishtana mimenu davar, and that's how it is. And everything has its, we could say the same words, it's just we'd be talking about the elements and we'd be talking about, as they say, physics and chemistry. Kol echad mehem shoked al makomo, everything has its right, has the laws and the rules, and everything has the way it functions and it remains in its designated place. Hayom omeid, the ocean doesn't go past the gvul, by the beach, let's say you see it. Amayim asurim betochol yavris gvulo, that works. I mean, we know, like, thousands of times more stuff than he knew. But he's talking, you know, you have to be despoiled from this phenomenon of nature, from that phenomenon of nature. You know, Koshkin, we have an obligation to be totally flabbergasted by the intricacies and the, you know, of nature, because we can go into it much, much more deeply, even on a superficial level. I'm not even talking about if you're a physicist. Yeah, but just the little that we can easily have access to is thousands of times more than what the Chavis Halvavis was saying. You could see Hashem in this and you could see Hashem in that. Koshkin, we have that obligation because you see it so much more clearly. And he talks about the ocean and the waters and the Miemu Galav, if the waters would overflow their banks of the oceans, the Yistaru Rechosov, Kmoshikosov, how are they standing? I don't even know. He didn't know the law of gravity yet. He didn't have any musik of gravity. I don't think what? What?
How did they know about gravity?
Oh boy. Of course they did. What's the matter with you? They either did or they didn't. Judaism does not rise or fall whether they knew about gravity or not. It's a silly conversation. It's not relevant. It's not relevant if they knew or not. It's not relevant. As long as you know that Hashem made it, and it's from Hashem, it's not relevant to Judaism whether they knew it or not. Just like it's not relevant how old the world is. Not relevant. What's relevant is that Hashem made the world, and Hashem made the world, and then this Adam HaRishon, and from when Adam HaRishon was created, it's 5,775 years old, from Friday. How long it was from Sunday to Friday? Lo relevanti. There'll be signs about me. Okay, that's number one. Number one, the physics and chemistry. The foundations of the world, how the world works, how the world functions. The elements of the Bria. Okay, that's number one. We'll stop here.